This is Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate, the podcast where we cover home buying, home selling, home improvement tips and ideas, market trends and developments, and investing in real estate. If you own real estate in the Chattanooga, Tennessee area, or want to own real estate here, then you're in the right place. Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate is hosted by Blake Watson, a real estate agent and investor in Tennessee and Georgia.
Welcome to Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. I'm Blake Watson, a licensed agent in Tennessee and Georgia and brokered by Epic Realty. And today, as a guest, I have John Watts. He's Senior Supervisor of Energy Services for EPB. Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you, Blake. I'm glad to be here.
Glad to have you. Tell me what energy services, what sort of things you focus on for a homeowner.
Okay, Blake, our job in energy services is to educate our customer and help our customer have an understanding of how they can save energy in their existing homes.
Saving energy in their existing homes. What sort of ways could we save energy?
Well, we do, Blake. We have a group of energy pros that can come out to your house, and we have it's called a home energy checkup. We come out to your home, and we look at everything in your home, from the windows, the doors, the duct system, the mechanical systems, attic insulation, floor insulation. We look at air sealing in the home, and we go through and take pictures of everything we find. And then at the end, we sit down with you and go over that report with you. And we also send you an emailed report of what we found and ways you can improve energy efficiency in your home by making improvements. And the good part about that is right now, most of the improvements you can make, there are rebates from EPB and TVA.
Wow.
To help you offset the cost.
Ideally, it saves us money.
Right.
Well, how much does it cost to have a check?
That's the good part. EPB does this absolutely free.
All right. That's what I wanted to hear. Yeah. So it's a free check.
Absolutely.
You just schedule it and give you guys the time and opportunity to come. And
that's exactly right. On average, it takes about an hour and a half. You know, some larger homes may take a little longer, but about an hour and a half would be the average time.
Wow, that's a great service. And you said there are currently some rebates available for some of the opportunities, I guess.
Right, most of them we've got. There's a rebate for windows, insulation, and water heaters. There is a rebate for water heaters, but it's not your typical storage water heater. It's a heat pump water heater. It's
okay.
A more efficient water heater.
I've heard about those. I kind of have the concept of the heat pump for my heating and cooling. I mean, that's been around a while.
Right.
How does that work with a water heater?
It's got a storage tank, and instead of using electric resistance heat, it's got a small heat pump on top of it. Now, most of them do have a little bit of electric heat in them, but it's typically not needed. It's just got a little heat pump. It works the same way the heat pump does in your house.
How about that? Just a smaller
heat the water,
version.
It's much more efficient than a traditional electric resistance water heater.
How about that? So there are some rebates available for those.
Yeah, that's a good rebate. It's $800 for that water heater. And then we also have duct sealing, duct replacement, or duct repair. Tune-ups, that's something that's really important to do in the spring and fall. And if you have your contractor come out and do a tune-up, it's one time a year you can get a $50 rebate. But the catch on all these rebates is you have to use a contractor that's on our list, the Quality Contractor Network. We call it the QCN list.
Okay.
These contractors have been vetted by us and TVA, and we know they do quality work.
Okay. Very good.
Central air conditioners and heat pumps, good rebates on those. They start at $250 for a central air conditioner, up to $1,500 for some certain heat pumps.
I don't want to miss this because it sounded like you said there's, even for my existing equipment, if I hire one of the approved contractors to come service it once a year,
right,
that there's an opportunity for...
Right, a $50 rebate. That'll offset a little bit of the cost of the service call to come out there, and they usually clean your unit.
Yeah.
They check the relays, they check the fan motors, and clean the coils.
Which I'm doing that anyway.
Right.
I mean, you should be doing that anyway because
exactly. It
helps not only with efficiency, but longevity.
Right. That's the life of your system, keeping your filter clean inside and keeping your coils clean outside.
Yeah. And then EPB will give me $50 back.
That's right.
That's so great.
You can't beat that. And we also have an EV charger rebate. If you're a customer and you buy an electric vehicle and you put a charger in your existing home, you can go on to our website, epb.com, and apply for the $50 rebate.
Wow. Okay. Man.
The good thing about all these rebates is, Blake, we will send our energy pro back out to check these to make sure they were put in properly by our contractors at no charge.
Okay.
And we encourage our customers to call us and let us come out because we want to make sure if you're paying money to have some improvements made, we want to make sure you're getting the maximum efficiency out of the measures you've done.
Yeah. There's two sides to this that I'm seeing. First off, you make the recommendation because you've come out and did you call it an audit?
Or? It's a home energy checkup.
Home energy checkup. So you come take a look at my home and check it out, make some recommendations. And if, as long as I use one of the approved contractors, which are vetted to some degree, obviously, or you wouldn't have them on an approved list.
That's correct.
Then they come out, do the work, and you'll come out for free and look at the work and make sure they did it right.
Right. Even if you say, well, I'm not ready to, I don't want to spend money right now to make improvements, you can still have our energy pros come out and look at your home and give you guidance because there's a lot of things the homeowner can do themselves, like caulking penetrations from the attic or the crawl space. Anywhere pipe or electrical wire penetrates from a crawl space or an attic, that's an opportunity to caulk that up and keep air from coming up into your home.
Okay.
So, and like window caulking, a lot of customers do that themselves. So even if you're not, if you can't afford to get a rebate right now, at least let us come out and give you advice and do the home energy checkup, and you'll have that report there when you get ready.
So you can save money by reducing energy loss, and then there's an added benefit, bugs, fewer bugs and pests.
That's right.
Seal it up, and there are fewer opportunities for them to come in, too.
Right, because, you know, you pay to condition your home, so you want that conditioned air to stay in your home. You don't want it to go to the attic or the crawl space.
True.
Two, by sealing your home up, it makes your home healthier. You're not pulling in dirty air from the crawl space or the attic.
Very true, very true. So it cleans everything up. You know, I personally, in my own home, I had had an energy checkup, and one of the things that surprised me, because it was new construction at the time, the ductwork was not really sealed in a few areas. It was just, I don't know that it was sloppy work or it was just, you know, over a little bit of time it had worked itself loose or what. But there was definitely, I mean, you could go under the house and see where there were gaps where the ductwork was not properly connected. And we were able to get that corrected quickly. Otherwise, I had air just blowing into my crawl space.
Right, that saved you a lot of money. And, you know, we go into a lot of crawl spaces, and when we typically when we enter a crawl space, we can tell because the temperature is going to be cooler in the summer or hotter in the winter if there's duct leakage. And that's important to have that, like you said, to have that sealed up.
Yeah, and it's not difficult.
No.
As long as somebody knows.
Right. And a lot of homeowners can do that themselves. There's a mastic tape that you can put on it, or there's a mastic paste that you can brush on with a paintbrush.
Yeah, if I hadn't had the checkup, I would not have thought to crawl under my house and check the ductwork.
Right.
I mean, who does that, right?
That's right.
Some people maybe, but a lot of people don't.
Most people do not.
I would think most people don't.
You know,
so you guys come do it for free, check it out, and say, hey, here's an issue.
Yeah, we find a lot of other issues, too. Like a lot of people have water heaters under their crawl space. We've been out and found a leaking water heater under there that's causing the customer to buy more energy because that water's leaking and it's heating it up continually.
Right,
so
right.
Our customers are typically surprised when they see the report and find and see what we find that they can improve on.
I bet you have a lot of happy people once you're able to show them here's the easy things you can do right away and maybe here's some things that might.
Right, and you know everybody has to we prioritize it in the order of energy savings on your report, so you'll know where to start to save the most energy.
Okay, you mean like you'll say, hey, if you do this particular thing,
right,
save this amount of money?
We don't tell you how much money you'll save, but we prioritize it in the order that it needs to be done, the highest energy loss to the lowest.
Okay.
Like if you had duct leakage, that would probably be a number one on your priority list.
Sure, that's going to be pretty high.
Right.
Got it. So what are some of the easiest things that someone can do to reduce their energy usage just right away?
Duct leakage, make sure your ducts are sealed. Make sure you keep your filter clean. We recommend changing
filters.
It every month.
Okay.
If you're using the pleated filters, you can probably go a little longer, but you still keep an eye on them, especially if you have pets and animals. But duct leakage, changing your filter, having your yearly tune-ups, And then the easy thing we talked about earlier that homeowners can do is like under your sinks where your pipe, if you have your sink on the outside wall, there's a pipe that'll go through that wall and down to the crawl space. 9 times out of 10, that will not be caulked. Just caulk around that and it keeps air from coming up in the crawl space. And another big place you can really save is under the tubs in most of these homes. You know, when the plumber puts in that piping for the tub, they usually cut about a one inch square hole in there to get their hands up in there to put the connectors together. That's just an open chase for air to come up into your home, so we customers can seal that very easily. And that's a lot. We see that on most every home we go in.
How about that? I have seen that.
Simple things like that. You know, if you feel like your windows are leaky, if you can feel in the wintertime cold air coming in, but you can't afford to get windows right now, caulk the inside and outside of those windows.
Okay, and that'll help reduce that loss.
Yes, it will.
And if someone has already done a lot of the things, or maybe even done the things on the checkup, and they still have a higher bill than maybe they ought to have,
right?
What would you recommend at that point?
Well, we've got another, it's called a high bill investigation. If you think your bill's higher than it should be, then we can come out there and we just look at kind of the major things that will be affecting your bill to be high. And typically, if it's a very high bill, we'll find it real easy. It's going to be, a lot of times we'll find in the wintertime, a heat pump will be running and the auxiliary heat will be on with the first stage heat. So you'll be running.
Oh, you're running all the heat all the time.
Yes, because your auxiliary heat should only come on when it gets down to a certain temperature or when the heat pump can't keep up.
Okay.
And a lot of times we find those are on together. You know, low on, free on. And sometimes in the summer we find the heat and air on together. We'll go out there and it'll be a real high bill. It'll be uncomfortable in the house. And the heat and air will be on together.
Wow. So that's just something crossed up in the in the system there, isn't it?
Yeah. If you've got a high bill, we can come out and try to identify that for you.
That's a great service too. So we have been talking a lot about homeowners that live in their home now.
Right.
But tell me, if we're looking to buy a new home, how would someone make sure that their new home is going to be ready to go and energy efficient?
One thing I would look for is to see if that builder has built the home through our Smart Build program. We have a Smart Build program. We have a group of builders that build on that list, and they build to our specifications. We go out during the construction phase, before the sheetrock goes in, we make sure the insulation is installed properly. We make sure all the air sealing and draft blocking is done, because that's very important. You only get one chance on a new home.
That's
so
true.
We make sure all that's done properly. And then after we do that, we tell the builder, yeah, you're good to sheetrock. So after they sheetrock and when the home is finished, then we go back out a second time and we run all the equipment and test it, make sure if they put you a 3-ton unit in, we make sure if it's 90 degrees outside, we know what it's supposed to be doing at 90 degrees. We make sure, because if you get a house with a 3-ton unit, it's only putting out 2 tons of cooling, then you're not getting what you paid for.
Right.
So your bill's going to be higher. So we check things like that.
That's great.
And it kind of assures the builder that, hey, when my customer moves in, this house is ready to go. I'm not going to be getting callbacks.
Yeah, I mean, I guess contractors as well, they are going to have different companies come install the heat and air and all that. So the general contractor is going to be glad to have you come check it.
Right. And then, you know, a lot of times people call us if they're buying a house, want us to come out and do a home energy checkup on it. We can do that, but we have to have approval from the current owner.
Oh, sure. With this Smart Build Home program, there's a certification? Is that right? That you actually say, hey, this one is certified? Or
yes, we certify and we leave a energy letter behind for the homeowner or the builder.
Okay.
And we conduct the blower door and duct blaster test. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not.
Tell us about that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a test the city and county require. And the duct blaster, it tells us how tight the ductwork is. And the blower door test tells us how tight or leaky the home is. And it has to meet in certain parameters to be able to pass.
Okay.
So if a builder goes through our Smart Build program, we do that for free.
Okay.
And every home, whether it's on our program or not, will have to go through that blower door and duct blaster test to be able to get the certificate of occupancy.
Okay. Okay. So every home has to have that test, but on the certified ones, you've done some extra work.
Right. We've done it along the construction phase with the contractor.
I see. I see. Before the sheetrock goes up, like you said.
Right. Like I said, you only get one shot, so that's the time to make sure it's right before the sheetrock goes up.
Yeah. So once we're in a home, what would someone need to do to prepare for or how would they even get an inspection done on their home?
The home energy checkup?
I'm sorry, yes, the home energy checkup.
That's a great question, because a lot of times we go in and we can't access a lot of the places we need. Mm-hmm. So we ask our customers to make sure we have access to the attic and the crawl space, and we need to be able to see all the vents in the floor, make sure there's no furniture blocking them or covering them up. Mainly access to the crawl space in the attic is where we run into issues. It makes it a lot quicker if we have access to that.
Yeah, but that's not a lot to ask for,
right?
For you coming out and doing a free inspection and trying to help us all save money on our energy bill.
A lot of times, you know, the crawl space, some people have locks on their crawl space. And
true.
Make sure you have a key available. We get there sometimes and they don't know where the key is.
Are there any other rebates or opportunities you need to share with us about saving more energy?
Yeah, I don't think we talked about our new home rebates, but, you know, Smart Bill program, we have rebates starting. The highest one is $1,500 for a certain high-efficient heat pump. And then, you know, we have the electric vehicle connectivity rebate, where if your builder's building a house and he installs a 40-amp plug, minimum 40-amp plug, 240 volts, he can get a $150 rebate on that. And then this is just for builders, not for the homeowner. These are builder incentives.
So you've got builder incentives, and then, of course, there's ongoing incentives, as you've already detailed.
Right, for existing customers
and
their homes.
Customers. Well, how would we get in touch with you or whoever we would need to, John?
There's several ways. You can go to our website, epb.com, or you can call our main number, 648-1372.
John, there are tax credits sometimes available with energy efficiency. What might a homeowner in Chattanooga look for to maybe help them with a tax credit?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that, Blake, because most of these rebates that we have for existing customers are also eligible for the tax rebates. So that's a good question you need to ask your tax preparer if you buy new equipment.
Well, thank you so much for coming and being on the show, John.
You're welcome. We're glad to be here.
I'm glad you could be on today. I'm Blake Watson, agent with Epic Realty. My mobile phone is 423-315-1815, and my brokerage office phone is 888-893-3537. You can find me on Facebook and LinkedIn as Blake Watson, and on Instagram as Rock and Roll Blake. My website is realestatebyblake.com. And if you're on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or any of the other podcast apps, well, please share this podcast with a friend. It may help them save some money on their electric bill. And follow this podcast so you won't miss an episode. And I look forward to talking with you next week on Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate.